My homily is such a big deal today that it has its own halftime show. I'm just kidding. In today's second reading, we hear this beautiful story about the definition of love. And if it sounds familiar to us, it should be. If you chose your own readings at your wedding, you probably chose that one. If you've been to a wedding in the last year, that's probably the reading that you heard. But there's a reason that it occurs so much, and there's a reason that we hear it so much at weddings. It's because it's beautiful, and because it defines what love truly is. St. Paul gives us this wonderful definition. He explains to us how important love is. He explains that it's not rude, it's not self-seeking. It is kind, and it is patient. Love is a wonderful gift. Now, those of you who are married, you probably know that there are times when it's easy to love, and then that there's times where it's a little more challenging. You know that it's tough to love your spouse when things aren't going great. You know that sometimes there's difficulty, and sometimes you know, man, I am making a real sacrifice loving you. But it is a sacrifice, and love involves a sacrifice. And we have no better illustration of that than Christ himself, whose life, whose love he gave for us. He said, look, I'm not just going to love you when things are going good. I'm going to love you when they're going awful. And I'm going to love you when I have to destroy sin and death. And I'm going to love you when things aren't the greatest. That's the mission of Christ. That's the mission that he pours into our lives. Our Lord doesn't say, well, just love the people who are nice to you and are real, real sweet. He says, I want you to love everyone because I'm loving you. And as he hung upon the cross, he said to those gathered, those who executed, those who murdered him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Christ, who was suffering, who gave his life for us, loved even those who executed him. It's a reminder to us in our lives as Christians that we are to follow his call, that we are to come before our Lord and to love all the people that are in our lives, to love those who are oppressed, to love those who might not be kind to us, to love our enemies, in addition to loving our family and our friends and those who do indeed love us. This weekend, Cardinal DiNardo has asked us to kick off our DSF weekend. And the DSF stands for the Diocesan Service Fund, which is an outreach of us as God's people to love those who are in need. The Diocesan Service Fund provides ministry that parishes themselves cannot provide. The DSF provides the education for seminarians to become priests. The DSF provides the pastoral care in the medical center. As 136,000 Catholics were visited and prayed with last year, our parish couldn't handle that by ourselves, and that's why we have the DSF. Every year, the DSF Sunday has a message from the Cardinal. And today, we're going to listen to the message from the Cardinal to figure out how we can love as Christ loved and how we can share that love that he's placed in our hearts so that we can share that with those around us.
Alone, it is important that we invest in reaching those young authentic meaning in their lives. We are supporting that deeper connection of faith and young people.
In addition to Catholic Solitaire, I participated in Young Adults and several parishes. I was in a low point in my life where many of my friends had transitioned into different stages in their lives. I was looking for something, looking to belong, looking for young adults like myself. I needed to seek direction, and I visited a spiritual director at St. Vincent de Paul, and she suggested that I join the young adults at St. Anne's, and I found what I was looking for. I found opportunities to do service, opportunities to do fellowship in social activities and sports, and I loved it so much that I volunteered to become an officer.
In the last 5 years, the young adult in campus ministry program has grown tremendously, especially in the last 2 years. Program offerings from the office has grown in 5 years by about 250%.
Young adult programs in the Archdiocese benefit from DSF donations. And I can't tell you enough what it means to people like myself and how it's changed my life. I owe so much to the young adult programs. I feel like I've had an opportunity to develop my leadership skills. I have developed lifelong friendships, and I've found a place to belong and a place to develop my faith and grow closer to God.
Faith works through love. And the last part of the letter to the Galatians is a beautiful reflection by Paul. Bear one another's burdens, and therefore you will fulfill what is required of you in Christ Jesus. One of the ways in which we can make the works of charity and bearing one another's burdens take hold is supporting the vocations office of the Archdiocese. That particular office allows our young men and women to engage in discernment towards priestly and religious consecrated life.
Faith and love has to be shown in a physical way. We have to live it out. We have to act it out. It can't be just something that we have in our hearts or in our minds. We have to put it into action.
I think everybody in the Archdiocese knows we're getting bigger. But as you get bigger and you have more people, we also need more shepherds.
I heard the call to service through the life of St. Teresa of Avila. What made me decide to become a priest was actually the death of my grandmother. When she'd been praying for a priest in the family for a long time, and when she died, I think that all the graces, all the different prayers that she had were answered, and I felt inspired to answer the call, to be the person in the family to be a priest. The main thing that the Newman Center provided for me was friendship and fellowship. And then the Office of Vocations, they really gave me direction, and without it, I really would be nowhere. DSF is what allows us to support seminarians and nuns entering vocation with their books, with their studies, and all the different needs that they have.
We have a refugee resettlement program in the Archdiocese that is partially funded by DSF, Faith Working Through Love, Bearing One Another's Burdens. We even have an example of a young woman who suffered intensely in her own land. We have been able to bring her through our refugee resettlement program here to the Archdiocese, and she's thriving now. Stretching ourselves further in helping refugees, we have shown ourselves to indeed be Christians of faith and action.
My name is Julie Afzal. I was born and raised in Pakistan as a Christian. I started working in public call office when I was 16 years old, and one day one customer saw a cross over my neck. He just threw acid on my face and body. I was told by doctor that I will never survive, but thanks to me, God, he gave me a second life chance to live the life he given me. I came on a medical visa. I needed help, and that's when somebody directed me to Catholic Charities. For me, United States is a promised land. Catholic Charities helped me to apply for my citizenship, which I am a United States citizen. I would like to thank God and all the people who donated to DSF. For them, it's just a little bit money, but for me, it was a second chance.
Through DSF, Faith Working Through Love, this can help us see how beautiful the freedom we have is to practice our own faith. But when we see others who, through the help of DSF, are able to practice their faith, this enables us to be more assured and to be more vivid in our approach to our Catholic faith and to support our faith. And if I may say so, supporting the DSF is a really great way to support our faith in action.
So the Diocesan Service Fund is a great way that we can live out our faith through love. There's two ways that we can look at the DSF. We can look at it as the church is asking us to give money again, or we can look at it as this is a way that I can love, that I can share the love that Christ has placed in my heart that I can share with others. If we look at it this way, then we give out of generosity, we give out of the spirit of love that St. Paul defines in the second reading. My friends, we are encouraged by our shepherd to be generous, to provide for the needs of all in our archdiocese who need help, people who might not be able to get help in any other way. So the way that we can help is either you were mailed a DSF form this week at home, or there's one in the pew. We would please ask you to spend some time and reflect and pray how you can share the love that you've given and how you can share that love with those around so that the gospel message may come to life. As we continue today to give praise and glory to our God, we thank Him for all the gifts of love. And we ask Him to continue to mold our hearts and help us to fall deeper in love with Him and His great generosity. And may the Spirit of the Lord's love that dwells within us help us be able to live out our faith in love so that we can share that love with the whole world.